I know you were asked about the pig play earlier, but I was wondering what if you ever had an explanation on what was the difference between Ginn's and Huff's earlier in the game. They seemed
did
like,
not get an explanation, no.
You never got a specific one on that, on even on the Ginn one, too.
No, didn't get an explanation, no.
But they were basically similar type plays?
Seems like it when you look at the film, but...
Yeah. On Polk's run, is your understanding that the guys up in the booth got the necessary replays, or was it a case of being on the road and not getting the ones in time?
We didn't get anything. Really, it's a very yes and no. Should we challenge? Shouldn't we challenge? And we didn't have anything conclusive, so that's what we got.
Down at the goal line, is there a case to be made for, gee, maybe you should challenge just if there's a chance that it's a touchdown?
Yeah, in hindsight there is, but there's also a case of do you need your timeouts? So we wouldn't have been in that situation at the end. I mean, I think it's got to be conclusive, and I think that's the biggest situation that we're looking for, you know, in terms of are you going to use your timeout in that situation or use your challenge in that situation? And it's very difficult. And I also know in this league, as it's been explained to us, spots aren't very much it's got to be – aren't overturned very much. So, you know, it's a interesting deal. And it was – you know, we had – about 6 inches to get a first down or a touchdown, so it was kind of a, you know.
Now, the sticks on your sideline aren't official, right, on that?
Yeah.
Because the stick was, like, outside the 1 yard line.
Yes.
that created some confusion, too, I think.
Yeah, but they measured it, so it wasn't that. Right. I mean, they brought the sticks out and measured it, and then obviously by the measurement we were short, so.
What did you see on film on the McCoy run on 3rd and inches? Some offensive linemen said they thought they had a favorable look pre-snap.
We did. You know, their linebacker penetrated on the backside, and we were a little late getting off the ball on the left side, but we got a little bit of penetration there. So I thought James Casey had a hell of a block coming back to seal the backside end. We did not stop the penetration up front.
What happened on Herman's on the – he left a little bit for –
They said he had an elbow, and then he went back in. So, you know, what I get on the sideline during the game is Todd's down. And we don't have a conversation of why he's down, why he's not down. And then they said he was back up. So
I know you wait until after to talk to the trainers about guys, but do you
every week we do that too.
Right. Do you know if he's having a test this morning on the elbow? Or?
I'm gonna talk to the trainers after this.
But
we get literally. You got a great streak going, so I would again next Monday just ask the same question and we'll see if we go.
I'm filling in Peru.
The term self-inflicted wounds, you've spoken about that in the past. How do you fix those? Is it a coaching point?
It's everything. It's not, I mean, no one plays a perfect game. No one coaches a perfect game. I mean, I think we're all trying for that. That's obviously everybody's goal in that situation. But I think, you know, the first thing you do when if you make a mistake, you got to admit it. You know, you got to address it. Why did it happen? You know, dissect why it went on and then go out and what do you need to do to fix it? And that's basically, you know, how it is with no matter what it is and no matter what went on in the game on Sunday. You know, let's look at the film. Let's study it. Let's take a look at what was the call, what were we supposed to do, why didn't we execute it the way it was supposed to be executed, and then make the necessary corrections and then move on.
So I know each play is different, but the turnovers this season as a whole, do you have
there's not a consistent thing with it. I know we've thrown 9 interceptions, but there's not a consistent – it's because we're throwing this route and we're off in timing because it's this. You know, it's sometimes it's the rush, sometimes it's weren't running the proper route, and sometimes it's a quarterback. So it's if there is one thing, it would be easily fixable, but it's not one thing.
Do you see the quarterback getting, like, every week almost, Nick, whether he wins or loses, says, I got to improve on that, I got to get better.
Which is a good – we all have to improve.
Right, but you see a progression.
Yeah, I see some big things. I thought the throw to Riley Cooper was a huge throw. I thought the pass to Jeremy Maclin on the fake screen left coming back the other way to stand there in the rush and stand in there and throw that football. I mean, there were a lot of real positive things from him. So, yeah, I do see improvement from him.
The backpedaling that he did yesterday, how much of it was to avoid that rush? How much of it might have been just
– combination. And at times he probably shouldn't have gone as far. You know, I think sometimes you feel something coming, you think it's there, and you know, you got to set your feet and take that hit. And there were times he did. He set his feet, took the hit, and delivered the ball on time. So, it's not just one thing.
On that interception where he's throwing to Riley, looks like before a snap, Riley's jumping up and down as if he might not have known.
No, Riley ran the right route. Everybody's on the same page. Ball was just thrown behind the receiver.
Because of your problems with the O-line and such, is he being asked to do more than he was last year?
Who?
Nick.
No. No, we haven't changed anything. And
a ton of times. I know it was, that was the game plan. He's throwing.
I mean, that was more of how we were attacking Arizona as opposed to anything to do with our offensive line or anything going into it. You know, they were the number one rush defense going into it. So there were some things in the run game we thought we could get accomplished, and I felt we did. You know, we probably ran the ball more than I think they were giving up 70 yards in the game. We get 110 on them or something to that effect. So, but we felt like we could throw it, and especially when their number one corner, Patrick Peterson, goes down. You know, so now you've got a couple new guys in the secondary there, and I thought, obviously, from a production standpoint, we threw the ball pretty well against them.
It's good sample size of games now, and Nick's in the bottom of some of the significant categories, completion percentage, quarterback rating, turnovers, et cetera. So where are you with the quarterback? How are you assessing him at this point?
I think Nick's, what's our record now, 5-2? Nick's 5-2, in my opinion. So I think you rate your quarterback on terms of how you're winning, how you're losing, and in both games that we've lost, we've had a chance to win the game on the offensive side of the ball. We just didn't execute in those situations. So.
Your report came out that you're looking for upgrades at safety. Are you dissatisfied with that position?
No, I don't know where that report came from. And you know, a lot of times the people that float there are the people that want their safety picked up. So, I mean, I may look into that, but we're not actively looking to upgrade anything on.
Independent of that report, how do you feel about the safeties and Nate Allen in particular?
I think they've done a good job. I think Nate got beat once. You know, I think he made two outstanding plays. You look at the fumble and the recovery, did a hell of a job there. You know, he bit the cheese, and he admits it, and, you know, it's one thing, but I don't think he can be defined by one play. I thought, you know, there were two X plays in the game, 180-yarder and 175-yarder. And besides that, I thought our defense played outstanding all day long against a really, really good offense. You know, and it's unfortunate at times when you're in those situations that you're going to get exposed. You know, if it's a D lineman that doesn't rush the right gap and bites on the wrong move, you know, you don't get exposed to that level. But I think Nate's played well this year, and we're real happy with Nate.
Just to be clear on what your response to that report about safety, you said you may look into it, but nothing. Now, you mean may look into where the report came from, or
no,
may look
I don't.
Into
I'm not looking into the report. No, we're not looking into safety. So, I mean, if someone calls us and says they want to give us their safety, then we would take a safety. But I mean, I think the whole trade deadline in the National Football League, and I said it this morning, is a little bit overblown. I think there was one trade in the entire league last year, and we traded Soap to the Patriots and swapped draft picks. So it's not Major League Baseball. We're unloading contracts, and four guys are going here, and then all of a sudden we're trading minor leaguers and all that. It makes for good talk, but, you know, we're not actively looking for anything. So, but if someone called us, and, you know, we obviously listen if someone called us, but.
Really one with a lot of dime, I guess, because they have a lot of four wide out sets.
Yeah, a lot of personnel. They played a lot more. A lot of times they were four wides and a tight end. You know, there was a lot more. They were a lot more spread out. So I think kind of what they did personnel wise, we were matching what they did personnel wise.
Like Nolan had a good game, and it seemed like even when they went run on you guys in the situations, he was still able to kind of make up for it.
Yeah, Billy talks. I think Nolan's really growing into that position. Has really kind of found a niche in there, and it's really helped us in some of our matchups just because. You know, when you got Ellington at the running back, you know, it's who are you going to put on him? And then if you don't put the linebacker on him, who are you going to put on the tight end? So I think that combination for us has really started. I think it's played well, you know, and almost Nolan, the second down play before the pass, almost intercepted it, you know, made a nice play on that play. So I think that's developing. We'll see where Michael is. Michael played 22 snaps, kind of right about our ceiling for him, what we thought going into the game. So we'll see how he can continue to develop this week in practice and how much we can kind of put back on his plate in terms of where he is. But that's been a good grouping for us so far. So
understanding that you go day-to-day, are you getting a feel for how close Jason Kelce might be?
No, I haven't seen Jason here. He wasn't going to go last week. I think with Jason in that injury, it's not something that we want to rush him back early and then all of a sudden he misses an extended period of time after that. So want to make sure he's 100% healthy. You got to get him back into it. He did a good job, you know, in terms of what he could do and couldn't do last week. He jumped in a little bit in team drills, really being a look squad guy for, you know, our defense and doing some different things, and probably had some residual soreness from it just because he hasn't played football in a while, but didn't seem like there was anything that affected the injury. So we'll see how he progresses this week.
On the Fitzgerald touchdown, was there anything those two could have done, Jenkins and Fletcher could have done differently, or did they just have a good call there?
You know, they made a good call. We were not allowed blitz. You know, you could have locked it and played high-low instead of in and out on it, you know, but they made a good call and getting through a good block and ball went out the backside.
You guys practiced back shoulder passes a lot in the training camp. Seems like they were coming in vogue.
I think you guys wrote about it in training camp. I don't think we practiced it more than you guys wrote about it, though.
Okay. I just wondered if that's something that's within, it's in Nick's arsenal or something that...
Yeah, I think that depending on what we're throwing and how we're calling it and, you know, are we going vertical? Are we getting a ton of press man and some of those things, so...
On that Fitzgerald touchdown, looked like Boykin wasn't able to catch him. It seemed like he was working through something throughout the game. Is that right?
Not that I know of, no.
Are you still learning things about Macklin, about ways to use him? And...
Yeah, I mean, we're what, seven games in right now? I mean, he didn't play last year, so... You know, and I think Mac's learning things about himself, you know, in terms of what he can do and what he can't do. But it's what I expected. You know, that's why I was asked the question yesterday. Am I surprised? Not at all. You know, I was so disappointed for Jeremy a year ago when he got hurt because I thought in terms of what we do, what a real outstanding player he could be in the system. And, you know, we're starting to continue to see that. But I think he's a difficult one-on-one matchup. It's, he's got good size. He's got good speed. You know, he played again. He was open early in that game before Patrick got hurt. You know, I think he can stretch it from a vertical standpoint, but he can also run after the catch. You know, I think he proved that not only early here in his career, but he proved that in college. You know, you used him a little bit as a punt returner, had a good punt return for us. So, you know, we're just starting to get to know him a little bit better than some of the other guys that have been here for a year. So,
was Huff ahead of Polk on the kick returns because of Polk's increased role on offense, or is that...
No, Huff was back there the week before, too. So, you know, and Polk had been out, so yeah. Polk is injured, and, you know, Huff took over. We really liked Huff in preseason, you know, returned one against the Bears for a touchdown. I think he's got a little bit more long speed, so, you know, that wasn't just because of Chris's extended role. I think you'll see Josh back there if he's healthy.
You mentioned that you had confidence in the defense, and that's part of the reason why you kicked the field goal. Mm-hmm. How about for the matchup that you had on the field for that fourth down play? I mean, was there a reluctance because the offensive line wasn't at full strength, or what was the...
Nah.
Was there any reason?
No, there wasn't. I literally thought about the decision, you know, obviously, because you got the two-minute warning, you got some time to think about it, and I thought, besides the one play to Fitzy on the where Ginn blocked for him, I thought our defense played outstanding. You know, I know Nate made a great play on a 7-route into the corner of the end zone. I thought the play in the series before that to hold him to a field goal when D'Amico made a great play in a linebacker. I was very, very confident in our defense, and I'm still very, very confident in our defense. You know, they have two plays for 155 yards, but besides those two X plays, I thought our defense is playing at a real high level right now. And our defense has finished off games. They finished off the Rams game. They finished off the Redskins game. They've been in those situations before, and I got a ton of confidence in them. And if I had to do it again, I'd do the same exact thing again. I put it on our defense.
In terms of the self-inflicted wounds, you spoke about the turnovers, but the penalties as well. Mm-hmm. Why do you think those are happening?
Yeah, the penalties in that game, you know, on both sides. They had 10, we had 11 that were accepted. You know, I think it was just one of those games where we got to understand how the officiating crew is officiating the game and play accordingly to it. You know, it's the week before against the Giants, I thought we did an outstanding job. We did not, from a penalty standpoint, but this game, you know, we didn't do what we need to do to win games. And those penalties, you know, those negative yardage plays that are affecting you on offense, when we're not going forward, we're going backwards, are things we got to address. So really the penalties and the turnover situation on the offensive side of the ball hurt us.
It seems Peters is not a guy who gets called often. He got the same penalty twice.
Yeah.
Was that a point of emphasis yesterday, or is it something that's...
No, I mean, he got hands to the face. It looked like on the coach's film both times that his hand got up in there. So, you know, but that's, you know, Jason's been really, really good. He hasn't been a guy that's been a big penalty guy for us, but it just seemed like it was one of those days.
You mentioned baseball before, so I know in baseball they'll see an umpire crew come on, and they'll say, okay, he calls this, and this. The announcers yesterday were talking about that officiating crew being very hyper in terms of the officiating, particularly hands to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Do you talk to your team about that, or is that a bad idea?
We talk to our team about it, but if you put hands in someone's face, it's still a penalty.
Right.
I mean, on Jason's two penalties, you just can't say, well, that wasn't hands to the face, or, you know, it's... We know that going in, that this crew calls this more, but, you know, usually when they call it more, it's because it happened more. They're not making things up out there, so... You know, in both of the instances with Jason, he did have his hands in the guy's face, and there were penalties. So,
how do you think Lane's doing three weeks back into this?
He's still knocking some rust off. You know, again, he's a second year player. You know, this is, you know, he's not Jason, he's not Todd. He's been around for a long time. But I think the one thing I love about Lane is he's a competitor and he competes his tail off out there. But he's still... there are some looks that he's seen in the third game that he hadn't seen yet during the year. And I said the same thing last year. Usually Lane needs to see it once, and then for some reason it was an issue the first time. When we make the correction, he doesn't make that mistake again. So It's just a matter of getting acclimated a little bit, but I think he's playing well.
The disparity in the amount of flags that get called between referee crews is pretty significant. How much emphasis do you put on that during the week? How much studying do you do? And
we know what they call, but, you know, hands to the face is hands to the face. It doesn't matter who's refereeing the game, you know, and it's, you know, that part of it doesn't change. You know, we're not teaching our guys, you know, to do that. And whether a crew calls it or doesn't call it, it's not something we say, hey, you can get your hands to the face because this crew hasn't called it. You know, we're trying to play within the rules and compete, you know, and it's, if there's disparity within from crews to crews, you know, so be it. But our guys know going in what we're getting.
What did you think the Deion Buchanan hit on Macklin?
Which one? The out of bounds?
The one that
out of bounds, and then
knocking
hit
Peterson
the
out of the game.
Oh, that hit?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I think Kendricks looked at his snaps. Was it intentional to play him that many?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I said it earlier. We were only going to play him in a certain amount of snaps just because he hadn't played. So we were somewhere in the 15 to 20 just talking about what we could get him acclimated in. And then from a training standpoint, we used him in dime situations so that he didn't have to have the whole game plan. He didn't have to get, you know, all the regular snaps in there and then try to figure out, monitor him. So, you know, we felt like with their personnel going to the game, we knew that they would be in certain personnel that were going to elicit that defensive call from Billy. So I thought he did a good job when he was back out there. You know, he obviously brings so much athleticism to the position. You know, and again, we'll see this week in training if we can increase his role and where he can. Because I think with that injury, though, from what I understand, it's just, it gets fatigue. So it's, you know, how much can he handle? So,
okay.
Thanks, Seth.